Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me today as we continue on in a message I began yesterday, Keys to Financial Breakthrough. And if you heard yesterday's broadcast, or if you didn't, I basically said there are many of the prayer requests that are coming in are asking the Lord for financial breakthrough. I know these are very difficult times economically. People have been laid off. But nonetheless, regardless of what's going on in the world, God has a plan for His people. In Scripture, it says, you know, He'll sustain us in the time of famine. So if He can do that when a famine is going on, as He did for His people throughout the Word of God, we see that, and I'm going to be sharing specific things as we break down our key passage, our text, which was Malachi, the third chapter, verses 8 through 11. And before I go any further, though, one of the things I wanted to mention is that as far as personally, ever since I was a young Christian, in fact, I was a Christian filled with the Spirit just for a month, and then I heard the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Neil Glass. And Brother Glass was such a sound and a discerning man of God. He preached simply the Word of God, not his opinion, not any denominational approach. It was strictly everything he did was based on the Word of God. And so I had a very solid foundation. So as a result, I'd never heard about tithing. I was a brand new Christian. I made that a practice in my personal life. And as the decades passed, as we married, and as we continued on in ministry, he passed away in 97. One of the things I did after the Lord took him home, I believe we might have tithed during before that period, but I do know that God placed on my heart to tithe from the ministry as well, not just personally. And so I began with 10%. A few years passed, then I increased it to 20%, and a few years subsequently to even beyond that. And I'm not sharing that in any way to pat myself on the back or the ministry on the back. But the reason I have done that is because I don't know of any greater joy than to be able to give, to meet needs. It is one of the greatest joys of my life, and I'm not saying that. I'm not exaggerating. That's why Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. As much as we all like to receive, it's easier for me to give than to receive. And that's true for those who have a generous heart, that have learned the principles of giving to God in whatever way He would direct. And that's really between you and Him. I'm just going to share what the Word says, and then you have a discussion with the Lord. If you're not already doing this, some of you are blessed, mature saints of God, and you give far above what the Word requires. But as I said, it's like fasting. It's a very personal thing. But I do want to share what the basic statutes and commands of the Lord are regarding what the Word has to say. All right, let's go to tithing. And again, in case you didn't hear the scripture, Malachi, the third chapter, he says in verse 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. I might as well read 11 in case you weren't with me yesterday. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Now he was speaking to an agricultural nation. That's how they survived. That's what they did. But these same principles apply to us, not just in an agricultural sense, but in the things that pertain to the lives in which we're living now, our culture now. So let's go into the subject of tithing, what it means. It's the Hebrew word maser, and it means a tenth part. And beloved, some of you may be very familiar with this, but there may be some that don't, like myself. When I first came to the Lord, I didn't even understand about it. I didn't know about it, never heard about it. So years ago, when Brother Glass was alive, people would come to him. Occasionally, he would preach on finances. For me, it has been years and years and years. What, a couple of decades? It's been a long time because God has been very gracious to this ministry, but I was feeling somewhat convicted. I do need to preach from time to time, a time on the importance of not only fasting, but the importance of tithing and giving to God. This is one of the Christian disciplines. So anyway, they come up to Brother Glass and they said, Brother Glass, you know, what should I do? Should I tithe on my net income or on my gross income? And Brother Glass would say, well, it depends whether you want a gross or a net blessing. So at any rate, let's see what the Word of God says in Leviticus 27:30. It says, the tithe is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. The tithe is our first fruits, which belongs to the Lord. Proverbs 3:9-10 says, honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Now, you might say, well, Sister Glass, that's the old covenant. We don't have to tithe. We're free from that. Well, actually, you could be correct, although Jesus did make a reference to it in the New Testament. But the fact is, under the New Testament, everything belongs to the Lord. That's right. Everything you have, your life, your breath, your body, every material possession, every natural gifting and talent, it's all come from God. Everything belongs to him. And of course, he does. He's a very practical God. He knows we have to survive. And so that's where he gave that measuring stick, if you will, up to a tenth part. And some people just don't, they get very uncomfortable with the subject of tithing, and that's because of perhaps abuses that have occurred in the church, or because they don't understand it, or perhaps they're just ignorant. They're not taught to do so. That's why it's imperative for a ministry, a pastor, to be able to preach on finances every once in a while, in case someone needs the training and education. It could also be because of an ungrateful or bitter spirit toward the Lord. They have been, someone, for example, might have been faithful in tithing, and something dreadful happens, some crisis, and they get bitter, they get resentful. And when a crisis comes in, they blame the Lord and all that they've done, not only in terms of finances, but all their dedication, their service. There's a negative response, and sometimes as a result, they just said, okay, that's it, I ain't not doing anything. Of course, another reason would be selfishness, materialism, and greed. Remember, Jesus spoke about the parable of the seed, and the seed that fell among thorns, well, it grew up rapidly, but it had no root. And then there were those that, you know, basically fell among the weeds, and it was choked off because of the cares of this world and the desires of, you know, the natural carnal man. It can be selfish desires, and it could be also just a love of money and an unwillingness to part from it, with it. It could be distrust and belief. As far as trusting God, that he really meant what he said in Malachi. If you'd prove the Lord, see if he wouldn't open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing you could not receive. And he does. He throws out a challenge. I don't know if it's ever said anywhere else in the Word of God to prove God. And sometimes, you know, it is, as I said, a very personal opinion, and we really can't afford not to as we get into the consequences of not tithing. You know, I am thinking of a dear partner who's been with the ministry for decades, and they write faithfully every month asking for prayer. Without exception, there's always a request for financial breakthrough. The fact of the matter is, and I'm not saying this in a condemning way, this person has not given even $1 to this ministry. Now, for those of you who are on the mailing list, you know in my letters decades ago, I have not asked for finances. Why? Because I don't want people to feel uncomfortable. Many ministries in years past, they've done, you know, an appeal letter so that they're going to go off the air or some horrendous thing is going to happen if there's not an immediate supplying of the need. Well, I said, God, as Brother Glass passed away, I said, you know, you're going to carry on this ministry because I'm not going to ask for finances. And he has, between that and giving of finances to the Lord personally, ministry-wise, I think that is one of the reasons God has blessed this ministry, which is relatively small, because I have trusted God. And so, and when I say she's never given, you know, we can give something. I appreciate the dollars that come in because I know these people, the dear people, they're sacrificing out of their need. And so we have to understand that you may say, well, you know, I just can't afford to tithe. Well, we're going to get into that tomorrow because God would not ask anything of you that you could not do. That's why sometimes when there is a great financial need, he says, prove me. We'll get into the details tomorrow. I invite you to join me at the same time. We're heard every day on this station, Monday through Friday. And if you would like me to pray for you in the area of finances, for understanding and the ability to obey God in this area, please don't hesitate to write. I always give the invitation to share your prayer needs, but some are struggling financially. The announcer has our contact information. I'd like to request, if you do email, it's certainly convenient, you may wish to include your mailing address so I could respond personally by letter. I love you. I thank you for joining me. It's a blessing and privilege to minister to you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.